already dealing with this, is that if a student rings in, like they have done there this evening, that a student has a nosebleed and they won't be in tomorrow, the mother is going in for it, she's putting that down as basically as being ill. So tomorrow, when you go into your do your roll call, and that particular student will have ill beside it for every class that that student is in and every teacher that has that. So you don't have to be worrying about that or wondering about it. It's been dealt with throughout. And the same thing as well for the likes of if there's somebody suspended, they can do it up above as well, or through the admin that they're actually suspending for a 2-week window as well. So every time you go in to take your roll call, you'll see where that student is under beside his name, suspended or ill or school activity or so on and so forth. You're only concerned about the students that are in front of you. So the way we're working our system is that everybody is in as being present every day, and from that we're starting to deduct. So every morning when you go in to take your roll call and you see a list of your classes that you have here on a morning basis, you click on your class that's here, and so I click on it and I must click save straight away. I must click save straight away the minute I go into that class and put everybody in. If all of my students are in that class, I'm finished, my roll call is taken. If they're absent, which is U and E, which you have on your one is U and E has been absent, you click on absent and you go and tick your absence and so on. So you go to click on absent here, you tick on this, and you tick absence, absence, absence. You know that Brandon is always going with one or two of these as well. And I click save when I've that done.
So it's the same effect if you just propose in and then click save or the six come on. You were saying you have to click save first.
I click save first straight away. So when I go in the morning, I click save straight away and I put everybody in. And then from then I start to deduct. You can if you wish, but I would say, okay, everybody's in, first off, save, and then I'm starting to take out from that. Do you know? So I would basically, so that's the thing. So I have here done my absence, and if I change this to late then as well, I can click on late, tick on the late, and save. Or if they come in late and I decide myself to clear that mark, I can clear that mark, tick on these two guys, and click save, and it comes back then to be basically present. If in the event they come from another class and you want to actually, it's your discretion to put it back to you being present, it's up to yourself, you can. So you just click save then once you have that done, and you're finished with it. Alright? You must do this for every class for yourself, so that the whole system will actually start to work and you get portray in accuracy of the actual student itself. So if I bring up my student down the road, and if I bring up my particular student here is John O'Shea, and I've got under my student, if I go to his name up in the top right, go down to attendance on the left, it brings up for me here in accurate. And I'm his English teacher, so I know I can stand over this English class that he's missed 47 of them so far this year. So I, as a parent, as a teacher with a parent teacher meeting, I can say, okay, I know he's missed 47 classes so far this year because I've taken a roll call for every English class. I can stand over that. So you can bring that into a meeting with yourselves and say, okay, of course his grades are down because he's missed that many classes. And if you want, you can go into it further as a teacher and take a look on his attendance, his personalised attendance here. I can take a look and see these yellows are partial absentees.
Hmm.
Which ones are unexplained? Which ones do I need an explanation for? I can go up to the actions, I can highlight unexplained, and now they've turned to purple. So I can click on this one here, the 13th of February, and say he's missing from English for that class. If that was done above, he'd be able to have ill beside it if he was gone to a match and you're using it for the groups appropriately, and you show that he's gone to a match and he's bulked out there matching Callan or something sort of accordingly. Do you know, so that I know that he's absent for one of those classes there, so I need an explanation for that class. And also then as well, you can actually highlight it that, okay, his grades are down, but it's not just the parents that I'm looking at. Okay, he's basically going off. He's on every match that ever walked. He's on every team that's gone. So if I go into further detail, I can show that if they are using it for matches, that it has been basically highlighted against the matches. He's going to matches all the time. So that's why he's gone. He's coming into school, all right, but he's actually going to matches all the time.
Is he winning matches?
Don't know. It doesn't show that one. You can put the score afterwards at the end.
Jimmy's winning matches.
Yeah. We're back in again and change it. It's alright if he's winning. But that's what you're doing. So that's why it's important for you to take a roll call for every class. We've linked the first class.